You are listening to the Pastors of Pain podcast, hosted by Father Brian O'Brien and Father Kerry Wakulich.
Welcome to...
I can't believe it.
Fireworks going off in the background, O'Brien. Remember when I came up with this idea for this podcast and I said, and then I sustained it and made sure it was, I was like, we need to do this.
I'm looking back at my calendar. That is not true. Let's see. So it was
episode.
I think it was June of 2018.
Yes. When we used to do it at the radio station?
What, was that girl? It was June.
The girl would...
Here it is. Record. Let's see. There's June 8th, 2018. Record radio show.
Not a podcast.
Stillwater. We met at 7:30 that morning, and then we recorded shows at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
What were we thinking there?
We were getting stuff done because... You just can't. I mean, the sound equipment we didn't have, the money we didn't have. If you want to send donations to Pastors of Pain podcast, you're more than welcome to.
I think that was when we first recorded. I can't find one sooner.
Oh, really? You're digging around in there? Well, I think it was around that summertime that because it was really hot outside and it was really cold in the studio. It was great. I loved it. What are you doing over there?
I'm just looking at my calendar and it's super interesting. So, Father Kerry, I am like...
Elated?
300.
Yep. Hey, Rob and I decided that we're going to keep this show going.
Oh, say more.
Yeah. So we're going to keep the show going in your absence. And we're going to do a combination of things. We're going to interview some of the other deacon candidates from here. We're going to interview students who are going to be focused missionaries. We're going to just do some, we're going to go down to maybe Finnegan's Bar and do one while we're playing shuffleboard over there. Or no.
You can do whatever I'm leaving.
Oh, great. Rob says no. I'm glad Rob's crushing some of my dumb ideas.
So but part of, during Lent, we were talking about, shedding and letting go.
Lobster.
Be the lobster. I must say part of, I remember when I left Bishop Kelly High School to come here, I have to... not that I don't care.
But you don't care.
But I have to not care because I'll have other things to care about.
Yeah, we'll record one episode and have it when you're on your first week of sabbatical. And then Rob and I will just do stuff together.
Right, I think that's great.
Come on, baby.
I actually, and because people have been asking, is it gonna keep going? What are you gonna do? And
to the people in Germany who listen faithfully, to the people in Alaska,
to the Cayman Islands,
to the people on vacation in the Cayman Islands, we salute you.
I haven't looked at that in a while, so I don't know where we stand on our various countries.
Well, for the people of Maine and Boston who have heard the Lobster podcast, the hits will keep going, but without.
So 300 episodes, and we have had. Something like 220,000 downloads.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. I think so.
220,000 of anything is a lot. People have 300,000 items in their home. So on average.
Not me anymore.
I know. Purge, baby. Lobster.
Shedding, molting. Anyway, I think
that's pretty good.
I hope it's been good for people. I mean, we hear good things. We hear, we get good feedback on this episode or that. And, I think it's kind of like homilies, There are certain, you hear, if you're a regular practicing Catholic, you hear at least one homily a week. And, there's times when homilies hit and, you know, and move you and move you to action. And, mm-hmm. and other times that it's like, that was all right, you know, and other times you're like, and my guess is that has been people's reactions to the podcast of like, there's yeah. certain ones that maybe you remember. If you would, maybe if you're listening to this, I think it would be interesting for us.
Send it to Rob.
Would you just reach out to me or Father Carey or Rob Ponce? His email is communications@sfxstillwater.org. And like, what, I don't know, what's your favorite episode?
Or more you want to hear of in the years to
yes.
come.
Yes.
With Father O'Brien gone.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to bring you back as a guest sometime.
What am I coming back for?
Well, I don't know. I've been sent out to Stillwater, and let's see. I mean, I may never make it back to Tulsa.
What makes you?
Harrison Garlick is not listening to this. Castle is not listening. The bishop's not listening to this show. So I'm gonna.
The diocese promotes our show.
I know. Okay, so to avoid not like, I mean, just
what was your favorite episode?
You know, I'm very forgetful and I've never had a really good memory. And that's probably why it makes me a great confessor. I want to say, I would say the ones we did on the Eucharist.
Yes, we did a lot.
Yeah.
I'll bet 20 or 30 shows are just about the Eucharist.
Yeah.
Also, we did that walk through the Mass. I thought that was really interesting.
What?
Oh yeah. Rob was reminding us that we did an episode real early on. It was a two-parter. It was a two-part about being annoying. So the first one was called Annoying Things Our People Do. And I would say that was probably our most controversial.
But what was it about that is we always record in twos and threes. So there was annoying things priests do. It was recorded like 3 minutes after we finished the other one. And because of that, the first one went out and then none of my people gave me flack.
Yeah, I got some flack about that one.
But they didn't know that the next week there was one coming out called Annoying Things Priests
Do. We should have started with ourselves, maybe.
Well, we lessons learned, right?
But it was a good, I thought it was actually a good episode. If you only saw the title, I could see how that would be offensive. that we, your priests, are like so uppity and high that we find you all annoying. Mm. When in fact, what we were trying to get across was, how can you help us, like to pray better as a parish, evangelize better as a parish? That there's annoying things that people do, that mess with parish life.
Yeah.
And then the priest one. Anyway, those are, I should go back and listen to those.
A couple of them on like different books we're reading.
Yep.
And that actually gave some good stuff for people, because when we're talking about intellectual formation, which is like, you know, the four pillars of priestly formation, and is it three pillars?
Four.
Yeah. The four pillars of priestly formation from John Paul II. And one of them is intellectual formation. And so,
so human formation,
spiritual,
pastoral,
and intellectual.
Yeah.
And so we're always supposed to be growing in our intellectual life, because when we do that, it stimulates the mind to think, and it also causes us to lobster. To shed,
yeah.
So even that, and you actually, one of the benefits of that was I started getting audiobooks, of which since I've done that, now an app that I won't name called, we'll call it Audible, won't shut off my credit card and keeps charging me for books. Audible, I even got rid of my credit card, and Audible, an unnamed app that does audiobooks.
Do you not use it anymore?
I do.
Oh.
I can't.
You want things for free?
I can't keep up with the pace of five books in my queue.
Oh, and they're like giving you free books, right?
No.
Don't they give you one a month?
Well, yeah, you pay for them.
Right.
That's part of my intellectual formation. Oh. And so during the summertime or when, you know, Christmas time or when I'm on driving, I sometimes just like grip and rip a book for 3 or 4 hours, but that's really hard to do. I'll probably do that this summer. So that was a good episode. I think
I liked the one we did about why OSU football is like the mass. You remember that?
Vaguely.
Do you ever see where the other night we were watching? It was like a retrospective about Chris Farley.
Oh, that was that? Like 6 or 8 weeks ago.
If you want to really laugh, go watch. There's a Saturday Night Live skit where it's called The Chris Farley Show, and he interviews Paul McCartney. And he goes, remember when you were with the Beatles? And Paul McCartney's like, yeah, Chris, I remember that. That was awesome. You remember when you said that the love that you make is equal to the love that you take? Is that, yeah, I remember that, Chris. Is that true? Anyway, it's very, very funny. It's very funny. Anyway, do you remember that episode when we did? So we talked about OSU football.
Yes, Brian, I do.
That OSU football is very liturgical, right? You wear certain things. You show up at a certain time.
Uh-huh. It's a specific building
at a very specific building built for that purpose. When you go, you know, certain things happen at this time. Uh-huh. We all stand and we sing the Star Spangled Banner. And then, you know, the horse comes out.
There's sins that are committed.
And then, yes.
Yellow flags come flying.
Yes, exactly. I really liked that because I think that's like a, like we're built for liturgy.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, your religion liturgy, faith, your faith liturgy comes first. But then all that stuff that like OSU does feeds into that pattern of life. So when people like rip on Catholics for being too formal or too liturgical, and then those same people go to an OSU game and wear the uniform and uh-huh. show up at that exact time and stand whenever, you know, when they're supposed to. Yeah,
we've been going to basketball games a lot this
yes
month.
Yes
and
so anyway I thought that was way. Great I thought that was a great episode.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Remember
I do O'Brien.
That was great. That was awesome.
The Chris Farley. I you know, it was until that episode we were watching that of Chris Farley that the motivational speaker
Matt Foley
is actually a priest.
Yeah.
He's making fun of a buddy of his who's a priest.
I think he did. Then when Farley died, he did his funeral. Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Matt Foley and I am a motivational speaker. I am thrice divorced and I live in a van down by the river.
It was the pants.
And then he's going, I want to, you young man, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a writer. A writer? Oh, Dad, is that Bill Shakespeare over there? Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, best episodes. Do you, Rob, do you have any suggestions?
Best episodes? I mean, there's just, I mean, out of 300, I mean.
I can't remember 9.
You can't?
Other Eucharist. Maybe something on my sabbatical.
I like, yes. I mean, I think that was helpful. I like the interviews that we did. You know, when I interviewed my dad, that was fun.
These are recent memories.
That was fun.
What was like our 15th episode?
I liked doing singing the mass versus singing at mass. I thought that was a good one.
What was episode 15? I'm just picking out a number, but like deep cut, like way back there. Like in the vinyl section, 8-track legendary. I mean, just is because there's something back in there. It's like, whoa, we forgot because we used to have a list of topics and then
we
burned through that list and then we're like, okay, what are we going to talk about next? And we're like, we just started making stuff up. And then, but it's all.
I think one of the things when we started, we were kind of like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to. You know, like, what are we going to do? And every week when we, you know, we record like every once in a while, you know, we always have way too many topics. Like, I'll send you like 5 or 6 and then you send me back 2 or 3. And it's just...
There's episode 15.
Ooh, weddings. Wedding do's and don'ts.
Oh, bro.
That was a good one. You know what? Go back and listen to that.
I've got another 30.
That's from May 20th, 2022.
Your confessor is your spiritual chiropractor. Episode 15.
Was that... That was really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What I wanted, an interview with a Focus missionary. I want to get an interview with an exorcist and get one of those voice changing devices. Like, and they talk. That'd be so totally sweet. Love your Lord and his mother. We love babies. Yes, we do. We love babies. How about you? Why sports fans should be Catholic.
Yes. I think that was the one.
So there was, there's all this beautiful stuff.
We had seminarians on.
What do priests do on spring break? I am heading to an all-inclusive resort. No, I'm not.
I'm not going anywhere for spring. I'm staying here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you're covering my mass for Palm Sunday,
I am covering you on Palm Sunday.
I need to get you.
I do have coming up what's actually very exciting, and then we can go back to talking about our favorite episodes. I'm doing a parish mission. I'm leading a parish mission. I usually do one a year, or two a year. No, I'm going to Poto.
East Coast
with Father Sean O'Brien.
Yeah,
it will be the largest single gathering of Father O'Brien's in the history of Oklahoma.
And you're basing that on
there are two of us, and we will be together for like 4 days
in the same rectory.
We'll be in the same rectory. We'll be celebrating Mass together.
Yeah, because there's no other Brian O'Briens or O'Briens.
Maybe. And Father because Sean.
Three O'Briens. Your first name, last name, and then Sean.
There you go. Okay. I really liked the interviews with Deacon Tom Cabine.
Who?
Those were good. Those were really good.
I was not
good.
Here for those.
I liked, this was April 2021. We had an episode called Death, Graduation, Unemployment, and Breakups.
I don't remember that.
How to mourn a loss in life.
Oh, your dad's I'm dead book.
The dead. No, but I remember that was your idea because you were, it was right at the end of the school year and you were like, because every year you do this, every year I see it, you have to mourn the loss of like graduation. You invest and in these young people and then they leave.
They fly like a bird.
But they also go through, you know, like when you're graduating.
Yeah.
It's a loss to be mourned. No one died, but you know, it like
what
like
was losing, the title of that podcast?
Death, graduation, unemployment, and breakups. How to mourn a loss in life. is the devil real? Ooh, that was
there's some goodies.
We did all the commandments. Do you remember when we went
that's
through
right. and we sprinkled them out over a couple month period?
Yes. And then we did lots of updates on your
building and the new church
on your church being built. Oh, here's like a lot of COVID. I'm going back backwards as I wow.
And
so COVID stuff, baptism, liturgical colors, using and misusing the Lord's name.
There's been a lot. You were the creative genius behind a lot of these titles, though.
Praying for the dead, the efficacy and rationale.
Whoa. What episode was that?
I think one of our most listened to episodes ever was Catholicism and the 2020 election.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. That got a lot.
We need to do another one on
this. We did one. There's one on atheism. That was yours. Atheism and intellectual pride. That was October 2020. Miscarriage? We did an episode on miscarriage? More yeah. Atheism?
Hey, we need to do an episode coming up soon before you bounce out of here on the election in November. Because, oh boy.
Okay, we can. That's fine.
what I'm seeing go on.
Oh, I interviewed Matt Cabine. Oh, can science and religion go together? And these are so... I'm saying all these because these might... If any of these topics like jump out to you... you can go and like go and listen to them.
What
I mean, there's some that, I mean, June 2020, George Floyd, racism and how the Eucharist will make us more loving. Michael Jordan, The Last Dance and Your Spiritual Life.
Oh, that was great.
That was a total COVID episode.
Yeah. I want to see that again, The Last Dance. It was so good.
A Tribute to Our Mothers. That was May 2020.
I really want to hear the first three episodes again, because we would always make the joke that the only people listening are
Our mothers.
And my mother was not listening.
Embracing. Oh, you know, here's what's, we were the other day, we were, you were having a conversation with Mary Frost and I was too.
Oh yeah.
Separately. And she said you should do a show on Liturgy of the Hours. And I knew we had done one, and I sent her March 2020, Embracing the Liturgy of the Hours.
Okay.
We did one on the morale of priests in 2020.
Did we?
Because then we did one, the one we did about a year ago right now on burnout.
Oh,
that yeah. we scared people with that one. That was when people are like, you guys are not okay.
I was hoping someone would give me, take me on a trip to the Caribbean with them.
To the Cayman Islands.
Just not just listen to our podcast, take me there with them. Just get, I don't need to go.
The Houston Astros cheating and your conversion. Dude. That was February 2020, right before COVID. Do alligators count as meat? And other questions about Lent.
I do remember that.
How to receive Holy Communion. I remember that because me and Father Robert Duck, we did whole, like a whole preaching thing about that. And then COVID like shut everything down. There's annoying things priests do. I think that's our most listened to episode ever.
Annoying things priests do.
There it is. Wow.
Deep cuts. What episode was that?
It doesn't have numbers on it, but that was January 26th, 2020.
Yeah. Cause we went away from numbers. Two things we did early on is we got this, we got this music, and then we stopped announcing what number of the episode it was.
Is Christmas a pagan holiday?
Oh yeah. Debunking.
A funeral is not a celebration of life.
Oh yes. There was some
did
good
Jesus
ones
have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, there was a lot of we did a lot of biblical stuff too.
A lot of apologetics. Lazarus had a help. Why get married at church? There it is. Annoying things our people do. September 2019. So actually, we recorded that in September, and we didn't do annoying.
I thought they were back to back.
No, so that was September, and we did annoying things priests do in January.
Oh boy,
we gave the people a lot of time to simmer. Immigration and the Catholic Church. Back to school episode.
Oh, we did.
Blessed Stanley Rother.
Yeah, because the shrine
Acedia,
was built here.
Spiritual sloth and your laziness.
Oh.
Gosh. Missing Sunday Mass is a mortal sin.
Bam.
You will die some. How to plan your funeral. Oh. That's where my dad got big shout outs there.
Yeah. Cause it's, I'm not dead. I'm dead book.
The I'm dead book.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a vacation and a pilgrimage? Oh, what's the worst thing you've ever done? Divine mercy. Whoa. What do priests do on spring break? How old is your church? These are so interesting.
I'm just sitting here watching you nostalgically drool over the past episodes.
The courage, apostolate, and same-sex attraction.
Yeah, there was a lot.
That was a good episode. The feminine genius. You interviewed Leanne Richardson and Amanda George.
Did I really?
Yeah. That was January 2019.
Oh, yeah, you were gone, and...
What was I doing?
You were out doing something.
A retreat or something, yeah.
Hawaii, give them one of those talks at one of those parishes.
Your weird family and getting ready for Thanksgiving.
it's so true.
That is so funny. Why sports fans should be Catholic.
Yes.
Was that episode 15?
No, 15 was the one I mentioned about...
Your confessor is your spiritual chiropractor.
Yeah. Those.
We do. We have numbers on them. We stopped at episode 13. putting numbers on it.
Is that one we did?
Wow. Yeah. How much stuff do you need? A discussion on minimalism.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of things that drove our conversations of planning. Early on, we had a list of just like, we want to talk about all of these. And yeah, I mean, can we talk about the sacrament of confirmation or ordination ritual? But can we break that out into like six episodes? So, I mean, there's a, just like that, you know, even those Lent missions, I was just telling people, like, just take one little thing from this Lent mission and put it in your life in Lent. And it's the same way with these podcasts. What are you smiling about?
They're just these. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
There's a little something for everybody. And you can like go back. I mean, yeah, if you can go back and search and you can
see what the.
Yeah. So if you go to pastorsofpain.podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, pastorsofpain.podbean.com. There they all are. Wow.
Some wow. deep cuts in the vinyl.
So I think, I don't know, just for our own edification, I would love to hear from people. Let's go to the phones. Caller.
Hey, Father Brian, is that really your name?
This is Steve from Stillwater, first time caller. I thought my favorite episode was the ones that Father Carey wasn't on. Thanks for the show, guys. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Well, Steve, thank you.
Steve, could you give your last name thank and you. Address?
Thank you for that, Steve. It is you true.
Sending junk mail to your home.
The episodes that Father Carey was not on all have more listeners. More downloads than the other ones. We appreciate the call.
We should do a podcast, an episode called Funny Things Where Parents Do That We Find Out Now. That my dad, what he does is very comical. He'll like take mail that's has a return to sender already paid. And he wants to keep the, you know, the mail, you know, the federal mail, U.S. Postal Service running. So he like puts other junk mail into the envelope, seals it up, and puts it back in the mail and sends
I've done
it,
that.
And sends it back to the people, and it's like full of trash. And his hope is that they'll take him off his mailing their mailing list. It's like this guy's annoying.
That's a good way to shed.
Yeah,
unsubscribe from all those emails that you're on from all those companies.
Oh, that's so
scroll
hard.
Scroll to the bottom. Take 20 seconds, scroll to the bottom, unsubscribe, and you're out.
Oh, so 300 episodes.
I can't believe it.
This is a
I think this is actually, you know, a little breaking news, right? That you're going to just keep it going.
Yeah, Rob and I have been talking about this for weeks now.
We go down into the future, you know, like at some point you're going to move. You know, and then will it be the two, you know, 20 years from now? Is it, they're going to be on, let's see, we've done 306 years, almost 6 years.
Hey, could we do an episode?
So 20 years
the
from
week,
now.
So the week before assignments come out, the episode that is the week before assignments we know are coming out, let's do a an election, like who is coming to Stillwater, and let's try to predict it.
I think you and I will know, but we won't be able to tell people.
Oh, really? I don't want to know. I want to know when we're like doing the podcast.
I think we're going to know.
And then we'll start a little white smoke fire out back to see Habemus pastor.
No, I think, I mean, the tradition has been, I mean, so there's a date on which the moves come out publicly, which this year is April 5th, is the Friday after Easter.
Oh, we could do where you're going.
But that would be awesome. But I think I'll know. Scheidler. I think I'll know, but won't be able to tell people.
Then you could keep me guessing, and I'll move the pieces around, like, you
but
know.
I'm gonna tell you.
Don't. Let's do the podcast.
You're my friend.
Boo.
And I'm gonna need support.
Is it?
I mean, wherever I'm going, I mentioned on the last episode of like, you know, like I am excited. I mean, I think I will be excited once I know where I'm going, but it will be anyway. I if I'm allowed to tell you, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Great, man. You can tell this to me.
Because you can help me.
Hey, remember that time we used to do a podcast?
Remember that one time we had a podcast?
We did 300 episodes.
That was great.
To learn more about the Pastors of Pain podcast, you can find them on Apple and Spotify.